We're going to hand this off to the mayor. The mayor's about to go waste some of your time.
E adesso...
Here we go.
Al sindaco.
It's time for Goldie. Imagine that.
E tempo per Goldie. Imagina.
Yes, we're live with a whopping, what do we got here? Six citizens of Hill Valley.
Siamo live.
Six people.
Six whole people.
More than
you
got
to realize in the United States, it's still early in the morning.
In Stati Uniti è super presto ancora, quindi ci sono collegati al suo account per adesso solo 6 persone.
Di D, hello Di D.
Ma arrivano anche altri.
Okay, let's start.
I'm getting ready to get interviewed now, so I can't pay attention. But I will check in.
Cominciamo con il primo estratto che volevo farti sentire e poi andiamo subito con le domande.
I'll tell you the questions I'm being asked because we got, you know.
No, you might as well be.
You're George McFly. Yeah, who are you?
Say,
they're playing my scene right now.
Around like that for?
Well, they're bigger than me.
Stand tall, boy. Have some respect for yourself. Don't you know if you let people walk over you now,
they'll be walking over you for the rest of your life. Look at me. You think I'm going to spend the rest of my life in this slop house?
Watch it, Goldie.
No, sir. I'm going nice.
Well,
I don't even know the lines.
And one day I'm going to be somebody.
That's right.
He's going to be mayor.
That's right. Mayor.
Now that's a good idea.
I could run for mayor.
A colored mayor, that'll be the day.
You wait
and see, Mr. Crothers. I will be mayor.
I'll be the most powerful man in Hill Valley.
And you know what?
I'm gonna clean up this town.
Good. You can start by sweeping the floor.
I didn't say that sweeping the floors part. But here's the part. Mayor Goldie Wilson. I like the sound of that. You can't hear the music, but with some funky music under here.
Okay.
Here we go. Here goes the interviews. I'll repeat the questions to you guys so you can hear.
Allora, escluso il lavoro per Ritorno al Futuro, hai lavorato tantissimo come doppiatore.
So, excluding the work for Return to the Future, you worked very, very many things as a dubber.
Voiceover. Okay. So the question was, in addition to all of my stuff on Back to the Future, that I've done a lot of work as a voiceover artist. You guys know that. So the answer is yes.
Okay.
I've done a lot of voiceover work.
Ha fatto davvero tanti diversi lavori come doppiatore.
Ok, ma diciamo che facendo delle ricerche ho trovato principalmente appunto come si può dire?
Translate.
Lavori come personaggi secondari. Quale sarebbe il personaggio primario che ti piacerebbe doppiare tantissimo?
Which would be the main character that you would like to do a voiceover for? So that you haven't done a voiceover, but you would like to.
I've pretty much done a voiceover for just about everybody. So I'm pretty confident and I've pretty much done it all.
Lui dice che ha fatto tanti lavori e quindi si sentirebbe comodo a fare in realtà chiunque.
Hey Chris, I'm from California, so yeah, 6 a.m.
Ho visto che...
I'm live, so I'm doing this doing that.
Yeah, we are together in two lives, in two different lives. And perso di nuovo il segno. Sì, ho visto che hai lavorato sia per Disney che per produttori americani, diciamo, tipo, oddio, adesso mi sfugge il nome, i produttori di American Dad. Dove ti
so
sei trovato?
You have worked with Disney and you have worked for American Dad. Where did you felt the best, if you can choose, if you can say it?
So I'll tell you something, like no one that's listening to this broadcast right now was alive when I did my very first voiceover job. Some of you might know Michael Jackson. before all of you were alive, there was a Saturday morning cartoon show called the Jackson 5 Cartoon Show. I was the very first Michael Jackson impersonator. I played Michael Jackson on the cartoon show.
Quindi Donald dice che è stato la voce di Michael Jackson sul cartone di Michael Jackson 5 e è stato il primo doppiatore voiceover nella sua lingua.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm alive too. My bad. I gotta move the microphone.
Yeah, exactly.
Ok, interessante. Quando ho fatto delle ricerche a riguardo risultavi come voce secondaria. Non, per questo dicevo, ah wow, ok. No,
well,
Quindi,
when he did the research, he said that he has found that you have done like a lot of secondary voiceovers for not exactly the main characters.
I didn't find it. I'm sorry.
So he didn't find that you were the first voice.
I just don't like the fact that you say secondary.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So the way that we do it, we say additional voices.
Additional. Okay. Yeah.
Thank
additional
you.
Additional voices.
Really sorry.
Donald ci ha corretto che non è tanto bello che si utilizza il secondario, ma dovremmo dire che è un supplementare voce.
Okay, okay.
Un altro termine.
Yes, sindaco. Yes, you know, I've done a lot of additional voices. I did Toy Story,
Shark
Tales,
Toy Story.
Monsters Inc., Monsters.
Monsters University.
Monsters University, yeah. Oh my God, my brain is freezing right now. But I got to go back to Google it.
Sta dicendo che dobbiamo fare la ricerca noi. Tanto tutta la sua biografia è online.
Ok, cerchiamo. Purtroppo devo stringere perché vi devo purtroppo lasciare andare a fare delle foto perché mi sto divertendo un sacco.
So the radio is enjoying this interview very much, but unfortunately you have to go.
No, not yet.
Just a little. In a little bit because we have to turn back doing the autographs.
Wait a minute. This is Radio ERRE18.
Yep.
So let me do an American radio DJ. You're listening to radio station ERRE, channel 18 on your dial.
Okay.
Please, can I use it in my program?
And that was the vocals.
Can they use it in their program?
Please, can I use it?
I'm going to get sampled as well.
Absolutely.
Okay, you talked about Toy Story. Hai parlato di Toy Story.
You have spoken about Toy Story. So.
Nel interpretare il personaggio di... Oh, Madonna.
To interpret the character,
Chucky Duck.
So Chucky Duck. So when we did Toy Story, there was a offshoot of Toy Story called Partysaurus Rex.
Yeah.
Quando hanno fatto Toy Story, there was also.
Ma scusa, stavi traducendo in inglese dall'inglese.
From English. Is there a translation for Partysaurus Rex?
Sì, si chiama Non c'è festa senza Rex.
Yeah.
Ha fatto anche
Non c'è festa senza Rex.
What nello stesso said. Momento quando faceva anche Toy Story.
Yeah, well, I played Chucky Duck. And Chucky Duck was the rubber ducky in the bathtub.
Chucky Duck era la papera.
La papera di gomma.
La papera di gomma.
E com'è possibile che tu l'abbia doppiato assieme a Tony Cox? Due voci per la
Tony
stessa...
Cox, you brought up Tony Cox.
Yeah. How is it possible that you did also the voice for
the same character?
The same character.
So what happens is, I don't know which one. One of us was hired first and did part
Lui
of it.
Lui non sa come mai, ma uno di loro è stato richiesto fare la commessa prima, ma nessuno di lui sa quale è stato il primo.
Ah, ok. Però
è stato proprio contemporaneo.
Ok, nei titoli di coda però abbiamo il buon.
I'm sorry, I'm doing radio.
Ok, allora andiamo a chiudere, vorrei farti sentire. Vorrei
I don't
want to close.
I know you don't.
Harry wants me to wrap.
Harry
wants me to wrap it up because I'm long-winded.
Ok, lui scusami, vai.
No.
Ok. Hai lavorato per What If. Qual è il tuo personaggio Marvel preferito?
So you have worked for What If. Which was your favorite Marvel character?
Wow, you guys came from out of nowhere with that one. What If, man. I can only say this is when I worked on What If.
Quando ho lavorato con What If?
I was just amazed that Captain America was black.
Ha detto che il Captain America era nero.
No, in che senso? Nella serie?
Yes, what's his name? Anthony Mackie. Anthony Mackie plays Captain America.
Anthony Mackie è stato il carattere di Captain America.
Ah, ok, probabilmente da una stagione che non ho ancora visto, perché in effetti però era interessante così andare a chiedere. E va bene, allora, chiudiamo, vorrei una valutazione al volo su questo audio, per favore.
Okay, so he wants a fast valuation of this audio.
A fast what of the audio?
Evaluation.
Is gonna
of which audio?
It's gonna start.
It's starting now. Just wait for it.
I'm getting ready to make an evaluation.
You have to evaluate it.
I have no clue what's going to happen. Here we go. I hear tires squealing. I hear.
Che vuoi? Tu sei George McFly.
Sì, tu chi sei?
Senti, ma per quale motivo ti fai trattare così da quei tipi, McFly?
Sono più grossi di me.
E questo che vuol dire? Abbi un po' di rispetto per te stesso. Ma non lo sai che se ti fai mettere i piedi in testa ora, lo faranno per tutto il resto della tua vita? Guarda me. Pensi che io voglia finire la mia vita in questa porcheria?
Sta attenta come parli.
No, signore. Io voglio diventare qualcuno. Frequento le scuole serali e ti assicuro che un giorno si accorgeranno di me.
Ma certo, diventerà sindaco.
Sì, farò il... Sindaco.
Sindaco. That's like mayor. Sindaco. You know what my evaluation is? How do you say in Italian?
Buono.
Good?
Buono.
Buono.
Buono. So, molto buono.
Molto buono. So you like your Italian
voice. I like my voiceover double. He's good.
Thank you. Thank you
very
much.
È stato contento con il suo doppiaggio.
Thank you very much, guys. Yes. Thank you very much for the interview.
It's a golf shirt. It's golf images.
And now...
Radio interview is over. I can talk to you guys now.
Thank you for being here at R18, here live at the Back to the Future Museum.
E quindi, cari ascoltatori e cari ascoltatrici, solo per voi, solo per noi, Earth Angel, direttamente da Ritorno al Futuro.
Darling dear.